Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This episode of The Hash is sponsored by Minima.global and Circle.
You're listening to The Hash Holiday Special on the CoinDesk Podcast Network.
Hello, my name is William Foxley. I am the director of media at Compass Mining and a co-host of The Hash. Biggest topics in crypto this year. I think my answer is going to be a little bit more skewed than anyone else's because I'm recording this right after the FTX crash, which definitely was the largest story of the year. I mean, to be fair, it only was a big deal because of the run-up during 2021, the end of 2022. Celsius, 3AC, Voyager, all of those also large news, of course. But I think this Alameda FTX news is definitely the largest to me for a variety of reasons. FTX was just such a trusted name in the space, working Miami Heat to Tom Brady to Steph Curry, just mainstream adoption-wise, huge name. And then just from a market-making place, Alameda Research, almost everything ran through them. And it was crazy to see that they were in the position they were in only because of the leverage funds they're using from customers at FTX and the subsequent collapse from that. I think we're going to be seeing that play out for years to come. The loss of face for the crypto industry, the amount of people who had money from Alameda, money from FTX, or the other way around were giving money to FTX or Alameda is just staggering. And all those people have egg on their face, whether they like it or not, whether they deserve it or not, they are definitely involved with this to some degree. So I would definitely pin that as the largest story of the year. We'll see what happens with it. I honestly think from a 10,000 foot standpoint right now, I don't know if you can draw any conclusions. We're already seeing some things from Washington, D.C. and New York where they're saying they want more regulation. That could happen, but at the same time, FTX is from Bahamas. Yeah. FTX US obviously was not solvent, as we found out later. There's commingling of funds, so maybe there's something you could do there. But that was definitely the biggest story of the year for me. Turning over to my favorite thing in crypto right now. Well, I work for a Bitcoin mining company, so it has to be Bitcoin, right? To give that answer. But to be more specific, anything that's Bitcoin tech related, anything that's pushing the industry forward, pushing Bitcoin forward is what I like. So currently, zero knowledge proofs on top of Bitcoin is the thing I'm jamming on the most. Anything I can read about it, blogs, podcasts, etc. I read about zero knowledge proofs on Bitcoin. There's some great topics out there. The Human Rights Foundation just sponsored an awesome article or report rather on zero knowledge proofs on Bitcoin or ZK rollups. Or validity view proofs. There's a bunch of names for it. And I like there's a bunch of names for it. If there's a bunch of names for something, that means it's not defined well. People are still figuring it out. And that's where you want to be. You want to be on the cutting edge of things. And you also want to be grounded. And I think Bitcoin provides that. You know what Bitcoin is? You have all the taglines for Michael Saylor. So you got all that. And then on top of it, you have the zero knowledge proof space, which is just blossoming. Those are definitely the two most interesting things to me at the moment. There's a lot going on, but FTX and zero knowledge proofs on Bitcoin. That's why I'm digging.
So here's a big question. What's the most important thing about crypto? It's not transactions per second, it's not convenience, and it's not even smart contracts. It's decentralization to achieve censorship resistance so we can all be free. Minima is a new layer one blockchain designed to run in full on a smartphone so that anyone can participate in building Minima's decentralized network as an equal. Join over 300,000 Minima node runners on the incentive program today to start earning Minima every day until mainnet launch. Get started at minima.global. This episode is brought to you by Circle, the sole issuer of USDC and a leader in crypto that's held to a higher standard. USDC is a fast, safe, and efficient way to send money around the globe. USDC is always redeemable one-to-one for US dollars and has over $45 billion in circulation as of October 13, 2022. Plus, Circle posts weekly reserve reports and monthly attestations of reserve capital, letting users know that USDC is safe, transparent, and compliant with regulations. Just go to circle.com/transparency to see why USDC is a trusted stablecoin.
You've been listening to The Hash on the CoinDesk Podcast Network. We would like to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to us at podcasts@coindesk.com, subject line The Hash, or leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. Thanks for listening.